Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mervyn Abrams, Program Coordinator at the Pinham Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. A very good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, Gary, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
And Mervyn, thank you so much for making time for us this evening, I suppose I should say. So, Mervyn, how drastic is inflation? I mean, it's we're seeing the 7.4%. What does this really mean for South Africa?
So Gary, yes, it's a scary number. It's the highest it's been in 13 years. But what the CPI today was telling us is how bad the situation has already been. It is not necessarily an indicator of what's going to happen in the future.
Right.
So because the CPI tracks numbers backwards, and in terms of our food price barometer this month in June, we had seen a 13.6% year-on-year increase on a basket of basic foods, 44 basic foods, particularly as is in the stats today, mainly driven by wheat products, so bread, flour, cereals, as well as oils and fats. So, for instance, cooking oil, a 5-liter cooking oil, increased over the last year by 69 cents. Margarine increased by about 12%, and of course, oils also impact on bath soap. And, I mean, we've seen bath soap increase by about 16%. So the situation is quite dire. But what we have seen on the global market is a decrease in wheat prices, even in fuel prices. And so we are hoping that we have reached the peak and that we should be on a downward spiral again from now onwards. That's the hope. The biggest threat, I think, from a perspective of poverty, is what the Reserve Bank is going to do. Because it's likely that the Reserve Bank is going to increase aggressively interest rates. And the problem of that for the general economy is that it could stifle demand. So, of course, people have to spend more on the debt servicing, which leaves less money available to buy food and transport, etc. And that could have a knock-on effect by contracting economic growth and possibly lead to greater levels of unemployment. And the only beneficiaries, really, of an increase in interest rates will be those who already have money, the investors. So that, for us, is what the Reserve Bank is going to do is really a scary thing for the future.
And I'm just getting a message in here from an unknown caller, or let's say a person. What would it take for these prices to come down again?
So some of these prices are connected to kind of global factors over which we have no control. So, for instance, in the Ukraine and the Russia-Ukraine conflict, that has really upended a lot of the global food market. A lot of our of wheat imports come from the Ukraine, sunflower come from the Ukraine, and because of the war, they couldn't bring those commodities onto the market. They just couldn't put it on ships and ship it out. But in the last few months, Ukraine has become better at railing it out and using riverways to try and get more and more of these commodities onto the market. So that's why we've seen commodity prices go down, and we are hoping that we will see a corresponding decrease in the next 2 or 3 months going forward.
I mean, it's quite a dire situation, because we all know that our income's been reduced, and yet all our costs are going up continuously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so there's beginning to be a global movement that is saying, particularly if the Reserve Bank is going to increase interest rates, that there'd be a corresponding increase in salary. Because, you see, what that does is, most households prioritize four things, and this is the order in which they prioritize. So they prioritize transport, mm-hmm. because they have to get to work, because they need that wage.
Right.
And, of course, transport has increased by about 7% in terms of taxi fares across the country. And of course, fuel prices have increased by around about 24% since the beginning of January. So that's knocked people. There's less money left for other things. The second thing they prioritize, of course, is electricity. And we have just had in the 1st of July an increase of about almost 10% in the electricity cost, which is not yet reflected in the CPI, which we will see in next month's CPI.
Wow.
So, and that's an administered price. That is a local price that we are setting. And then the third thing that households prioritize is debt servicing. So when the Reserve Bank increases, of course, interest rates, they have to spend a bigger portion of the income on debt servicing. And all of this is leaving less and less and less money for the fourth area of priority, which is food. And now with the food prices also going up, it has a terrible impact on households. I mean, we will be seeing increased starvation in this country that is really happening behind closed doors at the moment.
And on that note, Mervyn Abrams, Program Coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. Thank you so much, Mervyn, for giving us some insight into the 7.4% CPI increase.